You're listening to the Flip Houses Like a Girl podcast, where we educate, empower, and celebrate everyday women who are facing their fears, juggling family and business, embracing their awesomeness, and wholeheartedly chasing their dream of flipping houses. Each episode delivers honest-to-goodness tools, tips, and strategies you can implement today to get closer to your first or next successful house flip. Here's your spiky-haired, breakfast taco-loving host, house flipping coach, Debbie DeBeery.
Hey there. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm excited to share this conversation with you with one of our flip sisters, Tammy, who is in the Waco, Texas area. She is sharing with us how she went from brand new in real estate investing to buying four flips in her first year with us. We're going to talk about the importance of using contracts with your contractors, right? You've got to use them. You got to get them signed. You got to use them. We will talk about being flexible and realizing or recognizing the things that you can actually control and controlling those and not worrying about those other things that you can't control. I know it's tricky to do. We will talk about the importance of community and impact and doing things in a way that feels good and isn't transactional. You know, we can go into these neighborhoods and renovate these houses, and we can do it in a way that isn't focusing solely on money. I promise you, money will follow when you're showing up in a way that serves other people. Okay? Tammy is a beautiful example of not running her business in a transactional way. Also, we talk about the importance of support and having your team around you. People who know what the heck they're doing, who have been doing this, who are experienced, who can help you and guide you. People who are there to cheer you on and tell you, yes, you can. All right, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I'm super excited to share this conversation with you. Let's just get into it. Do you want to start by introducing yourself and giving us a little background about you and where you are, a little bit of your story?
Sure. I'm Tammy Espinoza, and I was a project manager in corporate America for 20 years, mostly for major retailers and a lot of fashion companies and outdoor companies, actually, had a lot of fun with that, but was always in the back of my mind. I'm a creative. I have both sides of the brain. So I was kind of getting burned out on using just my like type A personality side and needed more of a creative outlet. I once had a clothing line, so that was good, but it was just like eating away all of our dollars. So, I always wanted to flip, but always thought, oh, well, I don't have the capital for this. And so, never really jumped into it. Just kept living my life, then had some babies. And it was then that I was like, I can't go back to work full time and do something that I'm good at, project management, and that I do get joy from being organized and all that, but I just really needed a change. And I started working. Oh, I know what I did next. I went to night school at our local community college to take an interior design class. And I became, I just loved that class, loved my instructor. We became friends. I started working for her in project management, but she told me pretty quickly that I was good at interior design. So she brought me on as her design, like a designer, junior designer with her. And then she hired another project manager to do the project management work. So that was super fun. And that
was that your goal when you went, was that like kind of in the back of your mind? Like, I really want to be doing this, or did you not really get it? Like,
I knew I wanted to do it, but I was like, maybe I just want to do interior design, but I really thought I wanted to do flipping. So I told her that. Like I was like, there's no competition here, you know? And she knew that anything I was doing with her was just for me to learn and for me to add value to her team. But that I really thought I wanted to do flipping, but I didn't really know how to get started. So I also just wanted to see, am I even good at interior design?
Yeah.
So she helped me build confidence in that area. We became really good friends, and she let me travel with her to like the LA market and everything. So that was super fun. And I met a lot of awesome people and vendors on that trip. And so we all stayed connected. And one of the women that was on that trip also lived in our town in Waco. And then when my boss / BFF, when she ended up moving away because her husband got another job, she recommended me to a designer here that I knew her, but I really got to know her better on the trip. And so she was like, yeah, come be my assistant. So started working with her in design, and just learned a whole other set of skills with her, because they're both wonderful designers and do beautiful work. They just do things differently.
Yeah.
Like everybody has their own processes and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and everybody has their own eye for design and how they design. And so I learned a lot of different styles and stuff too, and learned about a bunch of different vendors through working with both of them.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I think it was then she moved during the middle of the pandemic. She went back to Colorado. So then I was like, okay, back to square one. So we actually adopted a sweet baby in the meantime of all that. And so getting to know her and everything, at this point I had a 4-year-old and a newborn, and just, you know, getting to know them at home. We're in the pandemic. We can't leave. And I was really in my head a lot, just thinking, what am I going to do? Like, I really want to do this, but I don't know how to get started. So I kept Googling mentorship for flipping and coming across a bunch of dudes that charge a lot of money.
I was like, and focus on the profit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, that doesn't seem like it's for me. I was like, I don't need a Lambo anytime soon. So yeah, I found you, Debbie, when I was doing that. And I was like, oh, this actually feels like this fits. Like, she really cares about people like I do. She really cares about her community. She really cares about helping others. And she likes to restore homes in the process. And I was like, it's kind of like a duh moment when I found you. And when I told my husband, he was like, oh yeah, she sounds awesome for you. Aww. Do that. You know,
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And he's been my partner through this, this whole thing. And it's just been really fun to work with him on this.
Is your husband working with you full time? Or does he have like another business or job? Or
so he has a full-time job. So he is paying our bills right now and our insurance and all that. So yeah, he's doing that.
Got it. Okay. So fast forward to you deciding, all right, I'm going to start flipping houses.
Yeah.
And you found your first flip.
Mm-hmm.
I know I keep talking about it, but I love that house.
You
know,
you.
It's a design that we don't see often here. Like,
yeah.
And so I love it. Tell us, walk us through that, like how you found your first flip, mm-hmm. and then we'll kind of jump into like the numbers and all that. But
yeah, so we were looking, since I finished the program, I think was in March of last year. And so we just started looking, and I was calling different realtors to be a part of our team. I think we now have about 5 that are on our team, and they know about each other and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
The first one we went with, she was really looking, you know, hard. So we were MLS. She doesn't do off-market deals. But what we found with her was that she's really good about watching the market for us. And if something's been sitting there for longer than 30 days, she would reach out to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this was a house in our neighborhood, just across one busy street. But I mean, I could walk there. It was way less than a mile from our house. And so I knew about this house just from going on walks and stuff. And so we were like, okay, you know what? It's on the market. Let's just put an offer in, like what we could really do to work within the, you know, the numbers that we needed And they said no.
Okay. How far apart were you? Like, what was their asking price?
Okay. So they were asking $225 and we were offering $165.
Okay.
And so, but that's what we could do. So we weren't going to go over that.
Yep. Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so they said no, but it continued to stay on the market. And in the meantime, we were going to look at a few houses per week and walk the houses and stuff. And I was still looking for a contractor. But at this particular house, we met the neighbors, and because we would go on walks through the neighborhood and stuff, we ended up meeting the behind the fence neighbors, and they told us about who was working on their kitchen and a contractor. So we interviewed him, loved him, and ended up going with him on the job. So
that's so interesting.
So yeah, so that's how we found it. Was it was on the market for 2 months, and people, like, it would go off the market because people would actually put bids on it or offers on it and then get it. And then they were like, ooh, within the option period. And then inspection would come back. They'd be like, no. So that happened twice.
Okay.
And then our agent was like, okay, they keep getting rejected. I think this was the house that she actually, that agent called her and was like, okay, are your people still interested?
Oh my gosh.
And she was like, yes. So we ended up, the market within those 2 months got better.
Yeah.
And so we knew that we could go up on our offer price. Mm-hmm. So we ended up getting it for $176.
Oh, that you didn't go have to go up that much.
No, no. And so, yeah, that's how
amazing.
Yeah, that's how we got this.
I can't believe you got that house for $176. Like,
I know.
Golly. Okay. I love that story because it's, as with anything, it's all about the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all about, like, when you make an offer and you get rejected, a lot of people are like, okay, fine, I'm done. My feelings are hurt. I'm going away. And it's like, no, you got to stick around.
Well, that's how we got flip number two, also with sticking around.
it is all about the follow-up and just sticking around. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's amazing. So your second purchase was the same way?
Yeah. And it actually happened to be the same realtor that had the house on the market. Yeah. And so she already knew about us. She didn't reach out to us. We had a different agent. And I told our agent, like, hey, this was the realtor that we bought from on our first flip. So just let her know it's us. Let her know that, oh yeah, because our first hard money lender ended up crashing and burning. And so we had to get a second one really quick on the first flip. So I was like, let her know it's the second hard money lender that we're going with this time. So she knows we can actually close within like 2 days.
Yes. So. Okay. Awesome. Perfect segue into, okay. So how did you, so you found it on the MLS.
Yeah.
You were persistent. You stuck around, didn't get your feelings hurt and run away with your tail tucked.
Right.
Even though, hey, it's no fun getting to know, especially like, I mean, we're just obsessed with houses. So mm-hmm. we want them all. We want to save them all. We want to love them all. And yeah. Okay. So MLS, now you used hard money to finance it. What was the issue? So you get it under contract, mm-hmm. you're lining up your hard money lender, and what happened?
They just kept saying they needed more documents. Mm-hmm. And it was all at the tail end of, like, right before we were supposed to close. And I had been reaching out saying, hey, do you have everything you need? Hey, do you have everything you need? Hey, I'll get, and they would say, I'll get back to you. If I don't, I'll get back to you. And then at the last minute, I need this, 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 and this. So we give it to them and they're like, oh, well now you're going to have to put in $30,000 like the day before. And I was like, I can't come up with $30,000 by tomorrow at like 3:00. Sorry.
Oh, man.
So we reached out to Lone Ranger and they had never done a deal in Waco. So we didn't know if they'd be able to help us out, but they were like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, I'm part of Debbie's group. And they're like, all right, let's do this. So we did it. And it, like, boom, I think it was in 2 days, they turned that around.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done that for a couple of our sisters. They've done that. Like, it's amazing to be able to do that, especially for a new investor, right? A new relationship. And like, that's just awesome. And they hadn't loaned in Waco before.
No,
that's amazing.
They're who we use on the second flip too. So
Okay, so you used them for the second one.
And what third. I haven't even told you guys.
What the What are we talking about? What are you talking about?
We have a cutie little third one that I haven't had time to post because my children are sick all the time.
Your children need to get well and stay well because they're our priorities.
I know, girl. I know.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we are supposed to close on a fourth.
Where are you with flip number two?
We are flip number two. We talked to the contractor this morning. I mean, he says he can wrap it up by second week of February.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
So perfect. We're about a month away from being done, I think.
Are you able to use your same contractor for all your projects?
We're not using the one that we used on the first one, but he is working on flip two, three, and he said he could do four too if we can get the funds together for it. So,
he can expand his team to kind of absorb all that.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
And he wants to continue to work with us. So.
Of course. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's the way to go. That's super exciting. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now you have two houses that you have to share with us.
I know I do.
The things I learn on these calls.
I know, right? I know. I was like, I have to post about this on all the places and I have not done it yet.
Okay. All right. So you get that one closed and let's talk about when you, okay, you did, what did you say? 176?
Six. Yeah. Okay. That was our purchase price.
And then when you were estimating repairs and getting all that done, what were you estimating your repairs to be?
We were estimating the repairs to be 84,000.
Okay. And what did you come in at?
there were some things that came up. So that we just had no idea would come up. And I mean, one of them, our contractor, when I asked him how much my portion would be, because you know, when contractors send their bid over, they're like, this is how much my stuff costs. And then your stuff will cost this amount. Well, I was like, what is my stuff? I've never done this before. So he's like, oh, countertops, appliances, cabinet hardware, doorknobs throughout. We need a fireplace inserts, flooring throughout, tile, plumbing fixtures, sink. And I needed a primary bath vanity. So he told me, and I'd never done this, so I didn't know. So he told me it'd be $12,000.
Oh gosh.
Well, I was very frugal with everything and I still ended up, my portion was $21,500.
Mm-hmm. That's still good.
I thought it was good too. Mm-hmm. And I will have to say Lowe's came in for me. Like I went in there and I was like, wait, you guys do countertops? What? Tell me more about your ways, Lowe's. And so, so she ended up getting me great pricing on everything. Nice. Like bathroom vanities. I mean, she like went all out. So anyway, yeah, Lowe's has been my friend since we started this whole process.
I love it.
Say that. Yeah. Well, and then other things that we didn't know. So while we're doing repairs and stuff, I'm standing out with my contractor and he has his foot on the existing railing outside and that, you know, and it just like starts wobbling. Oh. So I was like, okay, well, this isn't good.
It's not
like,
supposed to do that.
Like the name of our company, Dwell and Flourish. We want people to dwell and flourish, not dwell and die. You know, like don't fall off. Do not fall off of the front porch. Don't do that. And so we ended up having to bring our metal guy out, our fence guy to give us an estimate on the fence. So, I mean, that's $1,600. And then I wasn't thinking about how, you know, we're Texas, mosquitoes. I was like, we need to get this place mosquito bombed outside before it goes on the market. So when people are walking through, they're not just being like attacked by mosquitoes. Cause that's not a good fit for anyone. And then after we got the inspection report back from when the buyers, you know, had their inspection done, there was some water damage on some floors we had to remediate and stuff that ended up being like $3,100. There was, walls and floors. I mean, everything needed to be put back together. There was like a leak behind the new vanity we put in.
Oh,
I don't know if that was a plumbing flaw or if it was, I don't know what happened because we got all that done, but we had to take the vanity and that wall apart, which had wainscoting and chair rails and stuff. So we had to take everything apart, put it back together. So all of those things that we didn't know about, the unknowns, were 7,021.
Oh, that's not terrible, but it's not fun. I know. It's not fun.
No. So that's stuff that we just couldn't see, you know, yeah. And even with an initial inspection report, it just was stuff that we didn't see. And we really do care about our buyers. And so we wanted to take care of anything that we found. So that's what we did, and like waterproof everything afterwards and stuff. And so, I actually have met them, because since they bought the house, I got a call from my realtor saying their faucet in their kitchen just stopped working. And it was, a pretty, but dinky one I'd bought on Amazon I didn't know that a low costing one with fine reviews just wouldn't work. But yeah, the first week they moved in the house, their faucet didn't work. So I ended up going to Lowe's and buying them a nice Delta one, and bringing it over, and was like, happy first week in your house. So sorry. I felt like a jerk, but they were so sweet.
That's so awesome. I love hearing that. Like, it's things like that, you know, it doesn't have to be so transactional, right? Yeah. Where you're just in and out and done, and it's in the rear view and I'm out. It feels so much better that way.
We want to take care of it. My husband was on the same page. I was like, yes. I kind of want to go buy them a faucet right now. He's like, yeah, me too. That's what I was going to say. I was like, okay, going to Lowe's. See you later.
That's awesome. I love that so much. I do. And I'm the same way with things that come up on repairs. Like, yeah. I'm like, fine. Yes, I'll fix it. Even the little things where I'm like, man, it's like, you know what? Goodwill. Like, that's just going to go so far.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just easier. Okay. So some surprise costs. And what was your initial timeline from purchase to when you thought you would be done with renovations and put on the market?
Right. Well, initial timeline, he thought it was going to be 12 weeks. The contractor did. But then once we had him sign the contract, you know, the contract where it says he would have to pay money if he goes over the time, he's like, he changed it to 16 weeks. just in case, because he didn't. And I was like, okay, well, that's good to know. You know, like, and I get it. Because initially he said 5 months, and then we had a compromise on the 4, because I was like, no, you can't jump 2 months. Like, so, but I get it, because that contract, having to get it signed, was so nerve-wracking for me, because I was like, I don't want to have to do this, but it's important.
Yes.
And then, and he still came in within 16 weeks. Well, it took 16 and a half weeks, I will say, but our team got COVID and it wasn't good. So the crew got COVID. And so were like, everybody leave, don't come back for quarantine time.
Yeah.
And
So y'all would have been within the 16 week. Mm-hmm.
And we told him, we were like, we would never charge you money going over because of a global pandemic.
Right. There's a difference when you don't, when you just decide not to show up, or you send your crew to another job. That's a difference. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between that and actually being sick. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So 16 and a half weeks.
Yep.
And when you bought the house, what were you thinking the ARV was going to be?
When we bought the house, we were thinking the ARV was going to be $325,000. Okay. But then as the market started heating up, we realized that we could do $340,000 as our ARV.
Okay. So you listed it for $340,000?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you guys end up selling it for?
$340,000. Within 5 days, we had two offers. One was for $325,000 cash and one was for $340,000 cash. So we took the $340,000 cash.
I'm still amazed that somebody could get that awesome of a house, which is why you got cash offers for $325,000 and $340,000.
Yeah.
That awesome of a house for that price. I mean, really, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. And I got to put, I'm a big mid-century fan, so I got to put my mid-century spin on it and still try to do it in neutral enough colors, but not all just like black and white, you know, neutral enough colors to where somebody felt like they could still put their spin on it too. So
yeah, it's beautiful. I really love that house. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay. When did you guys close?
We closed November, gosh, was it 11th?
Okay.
I think it was November 11th. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And what would you say? You obviously you had some surprise costs in there. What would you say were some of your biggest lessons?
I would say that I wish, as much as we love our first contractor, he is more expensive than other contractors in town. And so I wish that we would have taken the time to find more, just to interview them before, just to kind of get an idea of what pricing should be. Cause then maybe I would have even known that my portion would be in the 20s rather than just like what he thought it would be in the 12. Mm-hmm. And the 12. So I think with that one, would be, yeah, interview more contractors beforehand when you're first getting started. And I mean, that's what you recommend in the modules too. We were just excited to get going and to find somebody that we actually liked and was trustworthy and stuff.
Been there. I get it. All of the lessons come from all of my things.
Oh my gosh. And I think just not, you don't know until you get started. And you tell us a lot. You give us a lot of heads up, and they're heads ups, and they're all true. I would just say learn from everybody in on your team. And
yes,
your team being the biggest one I learned from, you know. And then when it's local to your community, when you're starting to interview contractors and getting your materials and stuff, I would say I just learned that things cost differently in different communities. So even when we're posting in the group that some people's contractors cost this much and some of their materials cost this much, even in my small town, Waco, like things cost more here than even in Austin sometimes, which you wouldn't think so, but they just do. And so we have to go with what our local costs are, and you just have to do it. You just have to suck it up and do it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. When people post, what do you think about this bid? Well, that's why we're like, we don't know. It's that person, right? And you can get three bids from three different people, and they're all going to be different because it is all you can go by is what that one person who's going to do the work says it's going to cost. Like, that's all you can go by.
Yeah. First one, he is really good and they do really good work. And I think, you know, for our own house, like, we would want to go with him, but for one that we're trying to, like, this is our business and we have to have this many dollars go towards this and it's allocated towards different things.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wish we could have worked with him on every project, and we still may be able to, again, on future flips, as soon as material costs kind of level out. Cause I think that's a big thing for him too, is he kind of felt like our project was one kind of in the pandemic where lumber costs and everything was fluctuating so much. Yeah. He was like, oh man, I don't even know how much things are going to cost tomorrow.
I know.
And people kept changing. And I felt so sorry for him because he ate a lot of costs for us because of just the materials cost changing. And so he did us so many solids on the first flip because material costs kept changing. And he was just like, well, I'm going to just eat it because I don't want you guys, because this is what I told you and I don't want you to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I know. So, yeah, I think it was a really great experience, and you haven't asked this yet, but we ended up profiting $9,000, which wasn't what we thought, but it's something.
Yes.
And
yep.
And we didn't lose, and we want to do more, obviously, because we are doing more.
Right.
And we love it.
So here's the thing. Like I always say, the whole point of the first one, right, is to do it in a way that makes you want to do it again.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that 100% of the people that I ask in the group, like, oh, you know, what does that look like for you? And they all say it looks like not losing money on the first deal.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Thanks.
On not losing money on your first deal. Yeah. I mean, there's so much, you have to go through the process. There's so much learning in the doing that you cannot learn any other way except for being in it.
Yeah.
And every deal's different. Every project is different, different problems, different things come up. So I'm super excited for you. I love that you've just boom, taken off. And now you have three projects. It's so exciting. Did you use only hard money on the first deal, or did you use some private money too?
We use private money. My brother-in-law gave us, I think we used $30,000 of private money. So we didn't use, so far we haven't used any of our own money yet on any of the flips.
So it's doable.
Yeah. So that was my holdback was that we can't do it because we don't have the capital. But then, you know, when you told us, no, you don't, that's one way, but there are other ways.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there are other ways, and that's the only way we could do this. And so, I'm thankful to learn those ways.
That's awesome. Right. And everybody benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody benefits by that. Like, you're doing the thing. Investors want to put their money somewhere that's going to give them a great return.
Yeah.
They believe in you. They believe in the deal. Like, it's all of those things.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, it can be done. None of your own cash. Let's see. We talked about the project and the surprises, and how about this? What were some of your fears or concerns or worries going into this whole venture?
I didn't know if I could do it. I mean, I just didn't know. I think the paperwork, the legal stuff scared me. Like, how do you know what contracts to use? That kind of stuff, which you step-by-step give us those and say, this is stuff you can use, take it to your attorney to make sure this is right. And that's all we had to do. And then you just get the thing signed, and it's not as scary as I make it in my head. I made it in my head so scary in the first one. And now I'm just like, oh, these are them. And this is what it is. And this is what you have to get signed. And it's, everybody's like, cool. I'm used to signing contracts. These are business documents, and it's all fine.
I love that. You're not alone. You are not alone. Yeah. That's why a lot of the women don't use them. And it's like, no, you have to use them. You have to
protect yourself.
You're used to signing. Yeah. It's business. We're signing contracts all the time.
Right.
Like, that's how business happens.
I know.
So funny.
I don't know why that holds us back, but it does. And then I also had the confidence thing. Like, I had always designed for other businesses or other people, but not for myself or for homes that people are going to live in that I was solely responsible for the design. And so, I didn't know if I could do it, and I didn't know how it was going to look. And what if it looks gross? And it didn't. And so it actually looked pretty. I got really good feedback, and people want to work with us. Actually, people have been asking me if I would help with designing their homes, which I don't have time for at the moment, but I'm not saying no forever.
Yes.
I have done a couple of friends' houses since then, but yeah, it's just, it's been great. Like, I was scared of these things that worked out and better than I could have imagined. Like, my confidence is just boosted in this area of design, and that I can do it and I can run a business. And my husband and I are a good team. And now my brother-in-law and his wife have actually moved from California to be closer so we could all be close together. And he's gotten the bug too, since he's invested with us, and he's wanting to do more flips with us and stuff.
Nice.
So
awesome. Yeah,
so it's been good.
Is there anything you would have done differently on your first flip, or you good?
It's like, I changed the things I could control as we went. Pivot, let's keep going. There's nothing else. There was nothing I would change. I feel like it all went the way it was supposed to go. We all learned a lot. Our contractor, we had a great experience with our contractor. He even said he learned a lot. But yeah, I think it's been a great experience for us. I've liked meeting my local vendors.
Yes.
And it's just been really fun getting to have my own relationship with vendors and not building relationships for other companies and stuff has been really fun.
What a great point. Right. Right. Because you've done it so much for other people. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. And having plus flexibility to be able to go to, my kids' schools for things like that. I have my oldest one's in kindergarten now, and she has little programs that are super cute, or her school's down the street. So sometimes she's like, Mama, can you just come sit and have lunch with me? You know?
Oh,
and so
I can
do that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's so good.
That
is, it's the most important. Like it is the most important part for me is to be able to go be with my kid when I have the chance to go be with my kid.
Yeah.
Was there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to, say or anything? I want to make sure I try to make sure people feel like, yeah, I got everything out.
Yeah, no, I got everything out. And I think too, having the support of the ladies in our group too has been really helpful. And it's so true too. I mean, you put stuff into the group and you get so much out of it, you know, like the ladies, their support and your support and our admin team, like everyone, it's just, I couldn't really do this without you. Like you're part of my team too.
Yeah.
And it's with the confidence stuff. It's with the, I don't know this. I don't, how do I do this? How do I move forward? I feel stuck. And we don't have to feel self-conscious about it or beat ourselves up about it, because we know that you guys, somebody in the group at least has felt this way in the past, and they will speak up and be like, oh yeah, I have felt that way. This is how I got over it or through it, or I'm still in it, but I'll be with you in it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, that's huge.
Yeah,
it is huge.
And to know that I have the support forever, ever is huge. Is forever, ever is very, it's just, it just motivates me to keep going, because like, well, I can do this. Cause if I think I can't, there's going to be somebody to help me get unstuck.
So. Exactly. Good. I'm so glad that you know that, because that is a huge role that we fill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of it. Like, you don't know, we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
And we get into something and all of a sudden we're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And that's why we're there, because someone might think, I don't like, this is easy. You just go, you buy a house. It is, right?
Like
it's a simple process.
Yeah.
It's a simple framework, but then all these things come up, and then that's what we're there for. Like, okay, we're your safety net. And my mom was always my safety net. It's like, that's what I want to be. It's like, we're just your safety net.
Yeah.
When you do need us.
True. You are. Yeah.
Yay. Good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we were able to have this conversation.
Finally.
I know. Oh man. It was touch and go there before.
Like, my first flip. Like, let me remember my first flip, because I might get them all confused.
4 years later, we're having our first flip debrief.
No, it's almost my 1 year anniversary of being in your group though.
Yay.
Yay.
And you've bought 4 houses.
Oh my gosh.
We're about to buy
our 4th. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Which my goal for my first year within the group was to do 1 to 3 flips. That was my goal. And I'm doing it.
You did it.
And I did it. I did it. And I'm still doing it. So,
oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so thankful that you let us be part of your journey. So thank you.
Yes, of course.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, Debbie.
Bye.
Bye.
I mean, come on. How inspiring is that? From brand new to buying 4 houses, 4 projects, 4 flips within her first year with us, using none of her own cash. Yes, it can be done. 100% it can be done. We have many women in our community who are doing just that. All right, so if you want some help, if you want somebody to show you how to do these things, you want an amazing community, you want the step-by-step, you want the community, you want the support, go to herfirstflip.com and let's see if we're a fit. Because if this is something that you want to do, if this is a dream you want to chase, get off the sideline and go for it, sister. What's in your way? What's stopping you? Go do it. All right. Until next time, go out there, flip houses like a girl, leave people in places better than you find them, and chase your curiosities. Bye, y'all.